The sermon this morning comes from verse 9 and 10. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Every one of us has a story. In fact, every one of us is writing our life stories every second of every day. We are indeed filling our lives with stories, memories, and pictures as we go along on life's journey. I cannot believe, and I can say it now, it's my 41st birthday, and that I am standing on a pulpit in Scotland. I did never in my life imagine that I will be emigrating to a foreign country so late in my life with a family. I did not imagine that my life story would take such an incredible turn. I did not know what lay ahead for us when we decided to move to Scotland from South Africa in 2007. We said to each other, "We'll apply for the visa, and if we get the visa, that will be the sign to come to this country and join the Church of Scotland." Because the people at the embassy told us, there's no way we would get a visa, because they're making it harder and harder for Africans to come into this country. Within 4 days, we got our visa, and we knew there is no turning back. We did not know where we would end up or how everything will work out once we arrive in Edinburgh. And then the roller coaster ride began, the biggest ride of our lives. But faithfully, the Lord God is the editor of all life stories, and He had everything planned for the better. Even when the nomination committee of Kirk Newton and his Calder asked me to preach a soul nominee, I could hear His voice telling me to trust Him. And then, when you as a congregation called me as your minister a year ago, I again trusted prayerfully the Lord, the Almighty God, because I did not know the congregations in Scotland. I did as I was told. And here I am, happy as ever. Yes, the happiest I've ever been. And now reading this morning, Paul had a similar experience. He did not plan to go to Macedonia, because Macedonia was the faraway place which bordered the path to the unknown eastern territories. But a vision told him to go to Macedonia. Faithfully, he obeyed, he listened to the Lord, and he went to Macedonia. In our reading, we can read about his ship's journey all the way to Macedonia. When he got to Macedonia, he went to the renowned city of Philippi, which was known for its Roman connection and also for its founder, Philip, the father of Alexander the Great. Paul, who was a converted Christian, he was a Jew, of course, converted to Christendom, usually went to the Jewish synagogues in every city to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, he and his fellow travelers went on the Sabbath, the Saturday, to the Jewish place of worship of this city of Philippi. In those days, the Judaistic law required 10 Jewish men to form a formal synagogue. And because in Philippi there were no 10 Jewish men, there were no formal synagogue building. And then usually the Jews would meet outside the city, usually near a river, because they needed the water to cleanse themselves before coming to God. And this river in Philippi was the Gangite, 1.25 miles out of Philippi. And on their arrival, they met several Gentile women who converted to Judaism. And when Paul started to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of love and mercy, salvation to all people, one woman in particular was touched by this message. Her name was Lydia from Thyatira. She was a dealer in purple cloth. Thyatira in those days were renowned for its purple dyer guilds and textiles. Lydia was a rich woman. She had her own house and a full household full of servants and slaves. She made a fortune selling purple clothes to the rich and the royalty, since purple goods were expensive and were often associated with royalty. That's what the royalty bought in those days. They wore purple, and she made her money. Her heart was open to the gospel, and she and all the members of her household were baptized. She took this message even further. She insisted that Paul and his companions stay with her, despite the fact that she was a single woman and the whole society would frown upon it. Despite the fact that Jews did not accept hospitality from Gentiles. But Paul stayed with her. He practiced what he preached. He said, "There's neither nor Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ." And this congregation in Philippi started to meet at her house. And this congregation became the beacon of hope for Paul's ministry all over the world. This congregation supported him wholeheartedly till the end, spiritually, but also financially. If Paul did not obey the editor of his life story, there would have been not someone like Lydia opening her heart to the gospel. If Lydia's life story did not change, most probably Paul would not have enjoyed the support of the Philippian church. Both of them had much in common. Paul was a Jew who converted to Christianity. Lydia was a Jew who converted to, was a Gentile who converted to Judaism and then to Christendom. Both of them made a deliberate choice to follow Jesus Christ. Both of them put deeds to their faith. Both of them were so touched by the message of God's grace that they did not keep it for themselves. They passed it on to everyone who is willing to hear. What is your life story? Is God the editor of your life story? Because if He is, your life story will be different from others. You will always have His presence around you. He will always be with you, even if you go through the darkest valleys of despair, sickness, and death. He will be there when you struggle to tell your children right from wrong. He will be there when you are so sad that you cannot utter one word. He will be there when you are so down that you can't even clothe yourself. He will be there each and every mile of every day. But then you must trust Him. Even if he tells you to go to the proverbial Macedonia, the place you do not want to go. And this place can be that person whom you have not spoken to for quite a while. Go out of this church and make contact with them. It can be a situation that you are in, a situation that is unbearable to handle. Go out of this church this morning and solve it. And if you can't solve it, get help. Because today may be your last chance. If it's your relationship with someone close, go out and fix that is broken. If it's an unfinished business, an unfinished life story, go out and finish it with the peace of God. If it is a sickness or depression that pulls you down, go out of this church and get help. Get people to help you and ask God for His strength. But go, because that's what the editor of life does. He sends us away because He knows better. Sometimes we write our stories in pencil, almost afraid to do anything so that we can just later delete it or rub it out. Or we can write our life stories with a permanent ink pen, where we take life as it comes, as an adventure, trusting and obeying God because He knows better. Which one do you use to write your life story? May we all go out of this church and sing this the whole week. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.